Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you.
Chris Klem's Fan Journal, entry number 205. I'm behind enemy lines. Everywhere I look is that smiling red cow. I can't take it anymore. The pressure I'm getting is intense. I walk into a building and I'm immediately accosted by some punk wearing oversized carpenter jean shorts and saying, "What's up, dog? Are you serious with this cab?" My answer, as usual, is yes. I make eye contact, establishing dominance. He slinks, knowing that not only are the Cavs better than the Bulls, but I am better than him. He leaves the room as another man walks in, the traditional hipster douchebag of Chicago, wearing a flannel shirt and a stained Bulls jersey from 1992. Yeah, I understand you're a big fan of BJ Armstrong, but I'm here to show you that the Cleveland Cavaliers are the team to beat. I walk out the building. I'm immediately stopped again as a car drives by and throws a piece of garbage at me and screams, "F the Cavs!" No. You enjoy game one, Chicago fans. That's about all you're gonna have to enjoy, because in about a week, the Cavs will have won 4-1. So enjoy it while you can.
Weak stuff around me, they bumpin' that Macadon, well that's me. Got the squad with me, got the table set, and we hungry, man, so let's eat. I'm on that wine and go, so let's go. In that quick and on, spend no, but here we call this the Q. And if you hate on and bump you, we do what we do. We do what we do, and we do it well. We ball so hard, we ball so hard. Oh, can't you tell we put in work? We never stop, we never quit. We want them rings, we want them ships, we wanna win. Let go.
The Cavs are down 0-1 against the Bulls in the Eastern Conference semifinals. I know a lot of us probably didn't think we'd be in this position as Cavs fans. I guarantee we all thought it'd be an easy ride all the way to the NBA Finals, and then maybe then they might have to break a sweat against whoever came out of the West. Well, those times, they're gone. Just like Kevin Love and J.R. Smith for 2 games. And the Cavs, as we saw tonight, have a lot of work to do. There are some silver linings to the game that happened last night. First off, the Bulls, there's no way in hell they shoot this good again from three for the rest of the series. I just don't see that happening. And there's no way the Cavs shoot this bad for the rest of the series. So you have the base level of the Bulls probably can't play better and the Cavs probably can't play worse. But is that going to actually happen?
I don't know. The Cavs might play a little better and the Bulls might play a little worse, and then they lose by 2 points instead of seven. It was a close game, but they let themselves fall apart. And Stan, the man in the Bay Area, was hitting me up, telling me all about how Blatt's horrible rotations and Sean Marion not playing. I don't want to disagree with you because I think Blatt does do a terrible job with rotations, but Sean Marion isn't doing anything in this series. Mike Miller, not doing anything in this series. James Jones, they're done. Those three guys that they were counting on to contribute, they're done. I mean, I don't see any life coming from them whatsoever. And it's sad because you could get some use out of Sean Marion or Mike Miller, or James Jones, when they still had two functional scoring all-stars around them. But when all they have is LeBron and Kyrie, and those guys are coming in after that, they don't have the opportunity like they used to leave Kyrie and Kevin Love in while LeBron sits or give them some run. It's not like that. LeBron played 44 minutes, and he's probably going to have to play 44 minutes again, if not more than that, for them to beat the Bulls. Because without J.R. Smith, without Kevin Love, there's just not enough scoring. Luckily, J.R. Smith's coming back, which is great, because they need him desperately. I don't know what else to really say about this game, because I just sat here and watched it and discussed. I don't know what else to say. They blew game one at home. They lost home court advantage for the series. And it's not getting any better until at least Friday night when J.R. Smith comes back. The good news, Derrick Rose sucks with only 1 day rest. And guess what? Until game six, there's only going to be 1 day of rest between each game. So there goes that. And without Derrick Rose playing well, the Bulls probably won't beat the Cavs. But then I might have to change all that after we see the next game if the Cavs lose again. I still think the Cavs win the series in six games. I'm not budging from that. And we'll see. We'll see what David Blatt has cooked up, because all we got from a week of tinkering with the lineups is Mike Miller at shooting guard. That would be the first option. How is that a creative solution? LeBron played power forward. All right. But did he really? Not really. And none of those guys can play defense. I don't want to sound crazy, but I would start Joe Harris. That's right. The Virginia Cavalier. Maybe just this game because J.R. Smith's gone. Because I was going to say he could at least play defense. And he's not that good of a defender. But he is a great shooter. And he's already shown he's got some brass balls. And they don't have anybody else. Because Miller, Marion, they're not guarding anybody. They're dust. They're crumbling. And Delly played the entire crunch time in the fourth quarter. Delly. Everybody's least favorite, most favorite, however you want to put it, Matthew Dellavedova, love him or hate him, he played the entire crunch time. Now, do I think maybe with J.R. Smith out there they win? Maybe. But that's what if. What if? What if? What if Kelly Olynyk didn't wrench Kevin Love's arm out of its socket? Well, we'd be in a different situation altogether. What if Jay Crowder wasn't overly physical with the Cavs the entire time and J.R. Smith got sick of it? Well, then he'd be back. But guess what? That's not life. Life sucks a lot of times. Life sucks most of the time, depending on who you are. And right now, life sucks for the Cavs. But it's not over. They still have a chance to come back. They still have a chance to win this. They still have a chance to at least make the finals. They can do this. Will they do this? That's another story. But they can do this. It's going to take more than a disappearing act from LeBron in the fourth quarter, because he did nothing for the last 6 minutes of the quarter except miss shots. And Kyrie too. And you know what? They're probably tired because they had 8 days off and now they both had to play almost 45 minutes. I get it. But guess what? It's not getting any better from here on out. So suck it up. You're going to be tired. But if they don't get tired, they're going to have plenty of time to relax at home, waiting for next year, just like the website. All right, I got a message here from Connecticut comedian Ricky Passmore, who he asked me to read this on the show. I got an email from him. This is his take on the debacle that we saw tonight. I said before the series, Cavs in six, with the Bulls taking games 1 and 4. But not going to lie here, the events today did not sit well. LeBron looked more like a bench guy than the Hall of Famer he's supposed to be. Too many seemingly easy drives rolled off the rim, and too many turnovers. This cannot continue into game 2. Shumpert was tremendous in relief for Smith, and Kyrie continues to show very little signs of playoff jitters. But the kid from Akron needs to play like the king if the Cavs want to have a shot of getting out of this thing. All in for the land. In Delhi we trust. Praise be to Mozgod. Ricky Passmore. Thanks, Ricky. I can't say I disagree with anything you said. So there you have it. Before I wrap this up, here's Kristen's basketball term of the week.
Now it's time for Kristen's terms.
Get that big stuff out of here.
This episode's term is give and go. This is where a play in which the ball handler passes to a teammate, then breaks to the basket to receive a return pass. Kyrie and Tristan have great give and go skills. Give and go.
That's what makes the highlight reel.
Thanks, Kristen. I love you. And I guess it's the basketball term of Tuesday because there's two episodes in a week. So ignore what I just said and appreciate our newfound knowledge of the game of basketball. All right, I'm going to be back Thursday recapping game two. Hopefully it's a win because those episodes are much more fun to do. And I bet they're much more fun to listen to. You might actually laugh on those because I doubt anybody was laughing tonight. I wasn't laughing. David Blatt. My wife wants to know why you have a southern accent if you grew up in Boston and lived in Israel and Russia for the last 30 years. That's a very good question. He does, though, and I never noticed before today. All right, that's it. All in. You gotta stay all in till we fall all out, because you know what happens when you fit out. Your shoulder gets yanked out of the socket and everybody turns you into a pariah until we realized that we needed your floor spacing to have a chance of winning the NBA championship, not to mention the rebounding. And guess what? It turns out he wasn't that bad at defense after all, because did you see James Jones? All in. All in. Talk to you Thursday.
This is Cleveland. This is our town, this is our team, and I'm proud to say, hey, this is Cleveland, this is our town, this is our team, and I'm proud to say, hey, this is Cleveland.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.